bringing you the story behind the story. And the news behind the news is not about right or left. It's about right and wrong, about our hope not being in man, but in Jesus Christ, about not ending in prayer, but moving to action, and about the gospel of the kingdom. Ephesians 2, 19 through 22. So then, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you are being built together into a dwelling or habitation of God in the Spirit. Everybody out there today, well, the media has started to gin up its lies again. Now, I want to talk about something that happened a couple of years ago where they tried to start an investigation against me, and I ended up being exonerated. Two investigative journalists with 80 years experience between them wrote two articles very clearly exonerating me from everything they tried to accuse me of. Now, this happened temporally. I want to talk about this. In time, happened right before the COVID lockdown. And now again, they are attacking Christians and patriots here in Spokane, Washington. Once again, I believe right on the cusp of something very big, and we're going to get into that today with our guests. But first, I've got a couple things on the news that I want to talk to you about that are very critical. This has been happening over just the last 24 hours that a lot of this has come out, and there is more coming out probably as we're going to be talking today. So we need to be up on the rest of the world. So from the National Front, this is your daily intelligence briefing, and it's also on the International Front. There is an article from Populist Press right now that says breaking World War III has been declared. Now, I know that that is a very provocative title, but there is a very important part of this. We've been talking about this on the show for a very long time, that World War III is already in the offing. That it is already happening in the fifth generation warfare field and the fourth generation warfare field, but it is also now being acknowledged by virtually every leader of every country that it's happening. Francis said the ongoing, this is Pope Francis, said the ongoing war in Ukraine, along with other conflicts around the globe, means, quote, World War III has been declared, end quote. So now the Pope is weighing in that World War III has been declared. I also want to mention the following. Biden wants to destroy the oil industry in America right now. He is literally shutting it down so the prices at the pump go up. This is not Putin doing this. This is the policies of a country that should be, the administration of a country that should be energy independent. I also want to talk about some things that are happening on the food supply line. This coming to us from the Gateway Pundit. I want you to hear this right now, and I'm going to link this. Travis is going to pull this up here very shortly. Another blow to the U.S. food market is the title of the article. Fire breaks out a food processing plant west of Waupaca County in Wisconsin. Now, okay, 3 million chickens killed in a fire in Minnesota here in the last week. But Gateway Pundit has now put them all together. These are all U.S. plants that have been destroyed, damaged, or impacted by accidental fires, disease, or general causes in the last 2 years. 97 incidents, starting with a fire that destroyed a 75,000-square-foot processing plant in Fayetteville, all the way down to today and last week. Now, part of these incidents are interesting because some of them are regulatory or business in nature. So, for example, just recently, the largest pork company in the U.S. shut down its California plant due to high costs. Well, that's regulatory nature. California has driven up the cost for these people. Bottom line is this is impacting the country and the supply chain. Now, I want everybody to stay tuned. I'm going to go into one more thing right now, but I want everybody to stay tuned because I am going to address what happened in Coeur d'Alene on Saturday and the attempted setup of some great Christians and great patriots that failed. And we're going to have some guests on to talk about this today and talk about what really is more important, that God is moving in this time and we want to expand the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Coming to us from the readout report, 23 pro-life organizations vandalized, firebombed by pro-abortion activists in recent weeks. I want you to hear that again. There's another list. We're going to post this online. This coming to us from Breitbart. 23 pro-life organizations have reportedly been vandalized in recent weeks or firebombed. Hollywood, Florida, Asheville, North Carolina, Manassas, Virginia, Alexandria, Virginia, Reisertown, Maryland, Frederick, Maryland, and again in Frederick, Maryland, Reisertown, Maryland, again. These are separate facilities, by the way, on separate dates. Buffalo, New York, Madison, Wisconsin, Des Moines, Iowa, Denton, Texas, Austin, Texas, Long Beach, California, Sebastopol, California, Eugene, Oregon, Kaiser, Oregon, Gresham, Oregon, Portland, Oregon. So interesting, Travis. Listen to this. Vancouver, Washington, Federal Way, Washington, and Linwood, Washington, all on the I-5 corridor directly north of Antifa headquarters. Isn't that fascinating? 23 pro-life organizations firebombed or vandalized by pro-abortion activists and pro-death activists in the last several weeks. Here's a question for you. If geo-tracking of phones is so accurate that it can get you to your destination when you type in an address, if geo-tracking is so accurate that they can track 2,000 mules stuffing ballot boxes, if geo-tracking is so accurate, why are they not catching these people? Now, I want you to keep this in mind based on what we're going to be talking about today. Why aren't they catching these people when they have the technology and the wherewithal to do so? These are clearly acts of terrorism, no question about it, where people were actually targeted, actual vandalism happened, and actual firebombings happened. Why are they not being prosecuted? Why are they not being hunted down? I want you to keep this in mind based on our conversation today. Why, oh why, can they not seem to find these mysterious Antifa people? Why can't they find the people involved in Black Lives Matter that are doing these riots across the country? Why can't they find them? Why are they targeting Christians and patriots? And that's going to bring me now to this. I don't normally read a statement, but I'm going to read a statement for everybody to hear very clearly. On Fire Ministries is a Christ-centered, Spirit-filled church that puts God first in everything that we do. Our model is Jesus Christ, who teaches us to love all people and that we are all created in His image. We exist for the sole purpose to glorify Jesus and see His kingdom come here on earth. Matt Buster is not part of On Fire Ministries leadership in any capacity. But Matt Buster is a brother in Christ, and we do not judge him for the actions of his sons. Josiah Buster and Michelle Buster do not attend On Fire Ministries. And what happened in Coeur d'Alene on Saturday with Patriot Front was extremely suspicious in both timing and execution. Patriot Front is in no way affiliated with On Fire Ministries. However, many questions are raised and should be answered about this incident, and this is what we're going to be talking about on the show today. Who funded the transportation, the lodging, the equipment for 31 men to the tune of tens of thousands of dollars? Why would anybody leave 7 pages of a printed plan at the scene in the back of a U-Haul? Why was the unloading of the truck timed exactly to coincide with our peaceful prayer march passing by? And if law enforcement can stop and arrest someone on the mere suspicion of a riot, why hasn't this been done to stop the destructive riots all over this country over the last couple of years? And I might add, why hasn't this been done to stop the firebombings of pregnancy clinics in America? Why hasn't this been done to track these fires that are mysteriously starting at these food processing plants all over the country? I continue. It appears to us that there was an agenda to create a photo op smearing peaceful Christians and patriots. Local law enforcement admitted on camera, and you can actually see this at Gateway Pundit, and we're going to put this online, admitted on camera that Patriot Front was infiltrated by confidential informants. Similar to January 6th, this incident smacks of an attempted setup. Well, they failed. And we will continue unafraid and boldly preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ throughout this region. Nothing is going to stop us. We will not back down in Jesus' name. That is the statement for today. And that is a perfect segue to bring on our guests today. And I want to thank everybody, by the way, for all the well wishes and the prayers over the last few days, especially as the media attempted once again to lie in public and lie in a way that was designed with malice to attack Christians and denigrate Christians. You can follow us everywhere online if you would like to right now, at Matt Shea on virtually every social media site. You can also find us on Patriot Radio US on Facebook. You can find us on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, and Amazon. And remember that this is a time that we need to be both wise, but we also need to make sure that our time is redeemed because the days are evil. Ephesians 5. On with me on the phone right now, I have Willie Green. He's an elder here at On Fire Ministries. And also here in the studio, I have Alonzo Hardy of True G Ministries, who also attends here at On Fire. I want to thank you both for joining me today. This is going to be a great program talking about Patriot Front and what all this nonsense is about, but more importantly, what God is doing right now to advance the kingdom forward. Thank you both for joining me today on Patriot Radio.
You got it.
So, Willie, I want to just ask your question. What was your reaction as soon as you saw this on the news the other day? All of a sudden, all these folks arrested coming out of a U-Haul. What was your immediate reaction to that?
Well, you know, sometimes when you hear about that stuff in the news, you're like, wow, that happened again. But when you all of a sudden find out that there are two people that are from the Pacific Northwest, supposedly, but not living here anymore, and they're being detained up here, it sounds like a setup. It was a setup. It was supposed to go left, but it went right. And the people who set it all up were able to once again run into the shadows.
I agree. I mean, I thank God we changed the route of the prayer march in route, because I think if we hadn't have done that, that they might have actually ended up pulling that off and coinciding with our march passing by. But thank God that he had it on our hearts to change the route, and by the grace of God, it didn't happen. It really seems super fishy that the leader of this movement, I mean, they apparently had protests in Washington, D.C., they apparently had protests in Chicago, but the leader of this movement apparently chooses Coeur d'Alene, Idaho to be there on that day. That always has really bothered me. Why would the founder actually show up in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho? What's so special about the Inland Northwest?
Yeah, well, you know, being from Chicago, my whole life growing up, when you heard about the Pacific Northwest, it was the dark cloud that was cast over by the hate groups over the years who decided to set up shop here. And they know that. I mean, the Bible talks about the thorn and that Paul had in his side that could not be removed. But in those times of his weakness, let God be strong. The thorn that America has is racism. Every time that thorn is pushed, they find certain spots in the country, North Carolina, Texas, the Pacific Northwest, where these groups hang out, and they try to implement something in Seattle and all up and down the I-5 corridor, like you said.
Yeah, it's so interesting. You just follow the road networks and you can see where these organizations are going. It's just like trafficking drugs or trafficking humans. They follow road networks. They always do. Alonzo Hardy, I just want to get your take on this. As soon as you saw this and heard it on the news, what was your thought? What was going through your mind?
Well, one of the first things that went through my mind was, wow, just like what Willie said, here we go again. But then when I saw the pictures surface with the individuals and how the media tried to connect things to our ministry here and with people who attend it to our church, right then and there, I started to pray for our church and our congregation and pray for Mr. Buster and his family. And first thing I said to my wife is that we cannot control what our children do outside of what we have taught them when we teach them to grow up in the Word of God. It's not on him directly in general, but it was just something that I felt that it was just another spiritual warfare attack on this body of Christ, because we are doing things to make a move in with God's word in our community.
Alonzo, we've been at the tip of the spear on so many things. I mean, we ministered to many, many troubled people just in general. And I think it's interesting that the question always comes up, you know, how can people stay free? You know, you minister to them, you teach them everything right, but some folks just, they want to make the choice not to stay free. And you've seen that in your own ministry and in your own life.
Yes, I have. One of the things I would say, Pastor Matt, is that we have to be discipled once we have accepted salvation of Christ in our life. And, excuse me, you have to have that accountability partners to walk with you in your life, in your daily walk. You know, the life transitions that we utilize, we have to stay strong on our foundation of God's word. And yeah, it is hard for some people. The problem is they leave the church, they don't reach out. And when you reach out for the lost soul to try to bring that individual young man or young woman back into the fold of God's word, it is up to that individual to say, yeah, I'm hurting, but up to us as Christians to share the truth with them in love and not sprinkle it with sugar.
Yeah, you can't sprinkle it with sugar, especially a lot of people that are coming out of the lifestyle that we're talking about. They're coming out of a lifestyle of addiction, or maybe just a lifestyle where they've gone down the wrong road in what they believe and they've listened to the world. Willie, I know you've talked about this many times, that people are listening too much to what the world is saying is truth, and it's really not truth, it's lies, and it just gets people steered off the wrong directions, and then by the time they realize where they're at, they don't even recognize themselves.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you know, that's why the Bible tells us that we ought to be separate. And not put yourself in a cave or go hide somewhere. But if you become a follower of Christ and you're still hanging around all these media sources, still hanging around all these people who walk around with stereotypes in their heads, that the first thing they do when they look at you is check off what's on their stereotype list, you need to be free from them, because they will eventually pull you back in. And before you know it, you're doubting what you know. You're doubting how you feel. And I think that's where the problem lies today. So many people, I don't know what social media has done, but it has stopped people from using common sense or even thinking on their own about what may be right and what may not be right, as far as what you hear. It's unbelievable.
It really is. And I want to talk about this a little bit. So what we're seeing right now is an attempt to create some sort of an organization around a narrative. And this narrative then is used to try to smear and discredit everybody else. So I want to talk quickly about something that is said in the Patriot Front Manifesto. It says, quote, "Our people born to this nation of European race must reforge themselves as a new collective capable of asserting our right to cultural independence," end quote. Now, I've seen similar language like this with organizations that generally are anti-Semitic, that generally don't even put God in any of their documents, let alone put God first in anything that they're doing. But it's very clear that you have this organization around this narrative, and now what they're trying to say essentially is that values equals culture is no longer what we should talk about, but that race equals culture. And that's not what the Word of God says. The Word of God says we are all made in His image. We are all loved by our Creator, and that values, the values of God, the truth of God, is what we should be promoting. That is what should be determining our culture. But see, when they twist these words, then if we preach about, hey, we want to impact culture, they want to try to redefine that statement as into as some sort of perversion of, no, we actually want racial purity. No, we want spiritual purity in our culture. I'd like to get both of your reactions right now. Willie, you go first.
Well, you're absolutely correct. Like we've talked before, Alonzo's from New York, and me being from Chicago, the neighborhoods. I mean, I lived in a small suburb just off the west side of Chicago. If I went 5 minutes north, I was questioned, what are you doing over here? There were times when we were told, you better not be in this part of town when the sun goes down.
Right.
And that was the 80s. There are so many, I mean, man, we are almost like, we created this. They let people, I mean, though America is this huge place, they let this country come together and let people form all these pockets all over the place where one person can come in, one person can't. And instead of doing what God wanted, then we replaced him with an adjective in front of everything. A black church, a white church, a yellow this, a Korean. Everything has to have an adjective.
Right.
And if you don't line up with what they say, if you don't line up with what they believe, if you don't line up with anything, then you're out of the pocket, you're to the left. And one thing I love about On Fire, we're all together. We have to be all together. But yet, the sad thing I'm really going to say before I let Alonzo speak is that there are people of God who are still creating this void of color, this void of you don't belong here, this void of how dare you mention this and how dare you follow this person and that person. And we have learned to live together and understand one another on fire. It's sad to say that it is June going into July 2022, we're even having this conversation on American soil. But that's what they wanted. That's what they wanted.
That's what they wanted. And I want to talk about the solutions here in a bit. But Alonzo, go ahead.
Well, excuse me. Yeah. Like what Willie mentioned, he's from Chicago. I'm from New York. I grew up in that, what we call the melting pot of New York. I grew up in the northeast side of the Bronx. In the projects, it was really rough. Every day was like Beirut. It was just shootouts all the time, you know. And I grew up with a group of individuals who were black, Spanish, Puerto Rican, Colombian, Jamaican, West Indian. It didn't matter. Asian, you know, these people slept at my home, ate at my home, because my mother would always prepare something for everyone who arrived. But what Willie mentioned, in the 80s, I can remember going off to like Pelham Parkway area of the Bronx and, yeah, being chased, you know, by from in Little Italy in the Bronx by a bunch of Italian guys because we were black and Puerto Rican out there. And, yeah, it was rough. And today, our children, my children and Willie's children and America's children, they have to see this, like Willie said, on American soil. But we have to continue to raise our children godly men, being kingdom men, and teaching them God's words and values, because the values of today, man, is about what they have in the status quo, about how many young ladies they can go out with on dates and things like that, instead of them teaching their young men to be men of God and showing them that path of righteousness that they should walk, not to remain in that sin nature.
And that's what it means to go on the offensive for the kingdom. That's what it means. There's unity in the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ brings us together. The Word of God brings us together. When they took the Word of God out of the schools, disunity comes in. When they try to take Holy Spirit out of churches, disunity comes in. When those things are the things that really bring us together. And we have one enemy to be fighting, and that's Satan, not each other. And that's what the enemy tries to get us to do, is to fight each other and call all of us enemies instead of who the great enemy is, and that's the enemy of our souls.
Yes, indeed.
That is correct, and that's why people have to see. Because I have to say this. If anybody thinks that I'm standing arm in arm with you because I'm black and you're white, they're foolish. I will put that out there. I was assigned by God himself to do what I have to do. You and I and Alonzo, we're going to do it together. I saw racism at its best in the 80s down in the Army. I saw it in ways that knocked me back 20 days to Sunday, that old Southern talk. But I know what it is. I know what it looks like. I know the faces of the people that carry it. God has given me a spirit of discernment about it. And if anybody's listening, Matt Shea is not one of those people. So, you're foolishly throwing darts at a man who is a child of God and who loves his brother. And Brother Alonzo can say the same exact thing.
Well, yes, indeed, Willie. One of the things I would definitely say is that, one thing I've noticed and seen in Pastor Matt is his integrity, his accountability, right, for himself, for his family, but also for the church and the church leaders that are part of our On Fire ministry. When my 15-year-old son listens to Pastor Matt's preach or listen to a show or something that he's had completed or done, I am appalled with how my son is just all amazed with what he's learning from the pulpit. And now I tell him, well, we are all still men, but you need to go home and search the scriptures. I said, it's the reason why I take notes every week, because I need to go back home and look up the scriptures, because God is talking to all of us through Pastor Matt as a corporation together, right? The unity of the body of Christ and the congregation. But God also has a separate word for me when I return home. So I try to teach this to my son. And yes, I do not see or feel any racism whatsoever. And I've seen it as well, face to face, you know, even when it came down to jobs and things like that. Only thing I see is a heart of God in this man. I see the challenges that he faced, and it's not just on him. It's on every one of us that's all part of the body of Christ, whether you're at On Fire Ministry or not, because the spiritual warfare is attacking the churches and trying to find ways to divide our home. And we as Christian men, kingdom men, cannot allow this to continue.
We can't allow it to continue, because what's happening is they're dividing all of us and picking one group off at a time. We need to actually come together in this time, minister wherever we find people that are lost and dying or that are off the track. Maybe they knew Christ at one time in their life. Maybe they're struggling with addiction. We need to see people delivered. And I cannot tell you how many young men we have seen come through here, their lives totally changed, totally transformed by the power of God. And it's not just one guy or three guys. It is an entire body that God is operating through. And it used to be, I think, the paradigm in the church that it was somebody that prayed for everybody and that God would work through. No, God is working through his whole body right now. And that's the pouring out of Holy Spirit that we're seeing in this time. It's actually very, very encouraging. Willie?
Yes, it is. It is. It is very encouraging, because it is telling people that God is on the move. So you have two choices: get in line or get out of the way. Period. Because what God does will not be stopped. He does not move in anger and vengeance and evil. So in Jesus' name, those people be removed. And people have to realize, if anything, more than anything, before I get done with this conversation, everybody out there listening, Pastor Matt Shea didn't call Brother Alonzo and I because we were black to speak on this show today. I called him and said, hey, we need to get on and do this. So next time you see us, next time you see Brother Alonzo, you see Pastor Matt Shea, don't bring your list, your check-off list stereotypes. Don't. Come with the heart of God. Come with a heart that's ready to be changed. If you don't know how to do that, we can all walk together in harmony and in the Spirit of the Lord and do that. But there's so many people that just keep coming with this list that they have in their hearts and their minds of how things are supposed to be. And we have, and we come against that. Don't bring that anymore. Just don't bring it. Either get with us or get out of the way, because the power of the Holy Spirit and God's kingdom and his people are on the move. And don't bring it to On Fire either. Don't. I mean, just don't. And because we will have the spirit of discernment to know who you are and where you are. So I stand with the man of a Tangerine that has this show on the radio. And pretty much like Brother Alonzo, we're here to just let people know it ain't about color, y'all. Stop bringing it. Stop talking about it. I don't need a thorn in my side of what the thorn of America is. I already know what it is. I've seen it over the years. I'm done. So let's work on doing what God wants us to do, regardless of who we have to go up against, because there's a Goliath out there, and we cannot be afraid of it.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, and the five smooth stones that we're carrying, wisdom, truth, worship, patience, and life, we need to be firing those stones right now through the sling of the Holy Spirit at our demonic entity that is an enemy that is corrupting and destroying lives. And I just, you know, nobody talks about these young boys that got caught up in this whole Patriot Front movement. They need prayer too. They need to be prayed for, that the veil would be lifted, their eyes would be opened, and they would be steered back in the same way. Just like we pray for folks that are caught up in gangs, or they're caught up in severe drug addiction, or people coming out of human trafficking. We have to be praying for those folks as well, because God loves them just as much as he loves each one of us.
Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, he does.
So I want to talk quickly about solutions. In this time that we're in, it seems like, I mean, I can go down the huge fact list about who this leader of this organization is. He needs prayer too. You know, he started this apparently in high school. There's an allegation that in high school he said patriots are too stupid and that he would start an organization and they'd follow him or something like that. We got to confirm that. We did, but that was somebody sent to me. But I just looked down this entire biography, and it's one of trying to create division. And most key, if you read all of the stuff about this guy, God is not mentioned, let alone is God anywhere first or at the center of anything that these guys are doing. So clearly they're lost. I want to talk about solutions now. I think the biggest problem that we have in this country today, Alonzo, is God is not at the center of families, our lives, and obviously not at the center of our country right now.
Well, I agree with that, Pastor Matt. I would say for sure, we as men and kingdom men that understand the kingdom values of God's word have to get back to the sitting at the tables with our families. You know, men, you cannot allow your young men, your sons, to just be left to the world for the school system to teach them, for the streets to teach them. There's nothing that the school system, public school system, is going to teach your kids, in my opinion. When they remove God, in my opinion, the schools, right then and there, that was just another way for them to break up the families. They making all these stupid shows, and I'm going to say the word stupid, shows on television, because they're making men look like wuss. And we should not stand there and allow our children to say, okay, it's okay if my dad watches, what's that, one of these TV shows, the Burgers or something else on television, all of a sudden they just making all of these different allegations and they throwing all this different stuff into the mix. But we have to remain focused, vigilant, and be aware, because see, one thing the enemy is trying to do is attack our children, attack our families at the kitchen table, because mom and dad are working so much nowadays. The kids are on their own in a lot of families. And now the streets is what's finding ways to get to their young daughters. And you got the people trafficking. You have all the drugs. But we have to get the word of God back into the school systems.
we do have to get the word of God back in the school systems, and that's where a lot of this stuff is starting. Right now, Willie, I just see so much happening in our schools, and parents have had enough. They're just like, we're taking our kids out, and they're sending them to private Christian school, which is a good thing because people get to learn and be trained up in the way they should go, as the scripture says. Comment a little bit about that, and also the importance of fathers. Just Alonzo was alluding to it, the importance of fathers today, and specifically our Father in heaven. We can start there.
Exactly. Well, as they, you know, they've always had that statistic out there about men in prison, men who, you know, young men who join gangs and things like that, even young ladies who just have promiscuous lifestyles. I mean, they always ask questions. Where's your dad? Where's your father? And, you know, you get the answer. He's in jail, or I don't know him, or he's dead, or he's a bum. Or, I mean, it is such a hard situation to have, because there are so many people. And yes, we have these Christian schools and these private schools where people are taking their kids out of public school, and they have to realize that any type of outside knowledge you may have, if it's not godly, it's not coming in here. And the kids have to learn how to take a step back, realize that everything that they've read on social media and all that, that they have to shift their way of thinking. And that's why I think man has got to move out of the way. It has got to be an invasion of the Holy Spirit. That has got to just, that every time someone walks into a Christian school like On Fire, that they are immediately overwhelmed by that fire, because man has lost it, and not having a father in the home, definitely that is key to this deterioration that's been going on, to the point that I've never seen it like this before. It's just a wild, crazy time, and places that are fatherless, places where the men are, how can I say, brought down a level, to the point that they're more a push aside, like you watch on these Nickelodeon and Disney shows, where they're a buffoon and a push aside, than they are a warrior. And that right there has created just this society where it is an absolute mess. And the only thing that I can think of is the Holy Spirit has to invade, because man, boy, we kind of dropped the ball.
Yeah, we have dropped the ball. And I think we've let people just kind of just say a narrative out there that men shouldn't really be involved, that men are weak, that men are dumb. I mean, you can see it on, like Alonzo was saying, you see it on all these television shows, them doing that. And the result of it is more people in prison, more broken families, more exactly. Societal degradation, and enough is enough. We need to stand up as men all the way across the board and train up our children in the way they should go. And that's why I love Fatherhood Initiative here locally. They're doing a fantastic job training men to be men again.
Amen.
Yeah, and I was watching what's his name?
Ron Howenstein.
He was at the church Sunday. Ron Howenstein, yes. Boy, I tell you, it hit me when that young lady came to that booth and said, can I find a father here? That right there, oh my goodness. That'll make you think real quick, and with a sad heart kind of tagged to it. Can I find a father here? Can I find a dad here? I mean, to the point that you can see grown men who are in their 30s and their 40s still weeping because they wanted to know why their dad walked out. And it's, wow, it's a tough place to be. And once again, all we can do is tell them, if your earthly father didn't get the job done, then let there be a heart of forgiveness so the Heavenly Father can start picking up the broken pieces and putting it back together.
Yep, we need to do that. Alonzo?
Yeah. Well, one thing I would definitely say about what Willie just mentioned is that, the fathers have to be open-minded and, like I mentioned already, vigilant. But the problem is, as well, is we have to be able to learn to forgive ourselves at times for the things that we've been through, the things that we caused in our own families, in order so that we could find the grass and the root that God is calling us to for that spiritual walk with our families. Now, the Father, Spokane Fathers Initiative is an awesome program. I knew a guy who was graduated from the program. He was also a part of a certain organization many years ago, and he didn't really be around a lot of Black brothers. And him and I, like, we're just really close. I was at his wedding 2 years ago and things like that. But it wasn't just because of my color. It was how God forgave him. And he didn't know what a father was, but going through Spokane Fathers Initiative program, it allowed him to open his heart, right? But it also allowed him and I to communicate in a different area. We both come from different walks of life, but we saw the same type of environment. And the fathers today who are have not forgiven themselves and just completely turned themselves over to the Lord, they have to see that the things that they're demonstrating in their homes is transferring off to their children. So if you're not a leader in your home and say, hey, the whole family's coming to church with me on Sunday, and you don't start that, then little Johnny might say, well, Dad's not going to church today, so I'm not going there next Sunday as well. And these are the things we have to be mindful of. And we can't just drop the ball and leave it for the women. Now, all of the single women who are doing the job of the father, we do need to have more programs like Spokane Fathers Initiative so that we can be able to help disciple the men who are discipling the children so that our children's children's children can have a future.
Amen. So they can have a future. And that's what this is all about, so that the next generation can live free and live a life not just barely scraping by, but live a life in abundance. And I think so many of these kids, whether it's in New York or Chicago or even downtown Spokane, have been lied to their whole lives that they're not worth anything, that their only future is in the ghetto or their only future is in a trailer park. That's all they have. And On Fire Ministries is dead set against that, that no, you are worth what God says you're worth. And that is a pearl of great price that he wants to see have a life in abundance. Willie?
Yes, that is true. And for those who want to find out, take a step of faith. Just step out into it. Come on down to On Fire Ministries. But like I said, when you come down there, leave your list behind. Come with a heart that wants to be changed, or a heart that wants to be edified, to see what God's people look like. Don't come in with this, I wonder how many of this color people are there, how many color this people are here. Just come in with an open mind and an open heart, willing for the Holy Spirit to pour into, so you can see what it is you can see. You're not dumb. You are not the tail. When people of God, we are the head. Come down and see what it looks like to be in the army of God, because we are unified. We are sanctified, we are glorified, and we're strong because of who we serve. So this show, I hope it touches someone to let them know it is time to put your phones down. It is time to stop reading what everybody else says and take a step of faith. Come find out for yourself.
Amen.
Amen. And that's what people need to do. Come be ministered to. And everybody listening to the radio show today, because I know that there are Antifa members listening to the radio show, and I'm glad, because the word of God does not return void. Jesus loves you. He wants to see you in his kingdom. And I would tell you, too, that if you have that hate in your heart, that eventually is going to consume you unless you lay that down at the foot of the cross and are covered by his blood. And the way to experience him is to go to a local Christian fellowship and experience the power of God. Go to a church that's alive. Here in Spokane, there are several churches that are great churches that are alive churches. Go to a church that is alive. And if you think that your past is what defines you, no, That is not what defines you. God is who defines you. You are a pearl of great price. You are somebody that is loved, and you are somebody that God wants as a son and daughter in his kingdom. That's the gospel of the kingdom. That's what God wants. It doesn't matter if you've been involved in addiction. It doesn't matter if you've been involved in gangs. It doesn't matter if you've been involved in this anti-Semitic garbage that's out there. It doesn't matter. God wants your heart, and he wants it today. Alonzo.
Amen. Yes, sir. You know, God does want your heart. And when you do go into a church, a fellowship that's speaking God's word, you always need to be mindful, like what Willie said, leave your list at home. But at the same time, be open with your heart. Don't just allow your mind and what you see and what you're just thinking. Because as soon as you walk through the door, the entire step that the plan when you got up that morning and said, I'm going to church, the enemy was already there trying to stop you, because God knows how powerful we are together, right? In unity. And at the same time, when we are serving in the body of Christ, you cannot grieve the Holy Spirit. See, when I got saved 22 years ago, it was because I was doing so much, but I walked into the church. Maybe 20 things occurred that tried to get me not to go that day. So be mindful that when God is calling you and he's knocking on your heart, the Holy Spirit, he's leading you, whether it's at On Fire, whether it's another neighboring church in Spokane, if it's in Coeur d'Alene or somewhere else, it doesn't really matter. When you know that God has you there and he has your back, there's nothing that can stop you. And when you unify with brothers in Christ who stand on the front line against tyranny, against the spiritual warfare, we are here together. We have to do this as a collective. We can't just be lone soldiers in the game, because I need someone to help me make the ministry work together.
Amen. Willie?
Yes. Well, all I can say is one more thing here. You know, there's an old song we used to sing, and some of the words went, when it's all been said and done, there's just one thing that matters. Did we do our best to live for his truth? Lord, did I live my life for you? We are with you, brother, because we know where you're going. We are with you, brother, because I know and Alonzo know who you are. We are with you because the people of God will not be shaken and pushed aside because of any situation. So when it's all been said and done, there's just one thing that matters. And what matters is that we do our best to live for God's truth. And however we do that here, do know that you have a brother by the name of Willie Green that you have been linked with arms with for 8 years. God set that up from 2014 up to this present day. And here we go. And Brother Alonzo was there as well. That's on that note, brother, I'd say, you know what? March on.
Amen.
We need to march on. And right now, more than ever, the church needs to rise up. And the church needs Amen. To be the church that God has called us to be. And Alonzo, I know you've been doing this for years too. And you've seen some tremendous miracles, some tremendous moves and works of the Lord. And it seems like right now it's like quickening. It's like getting more and faster and faster and faster. And I think in this time that there are going to be a lot of people who are going to say, you know, my eyes are open now. I don't know what to do. And we can be there to receive them with open arms.
Amen. That's what you have to do. You have to come as you are. You know, like what Willie mentioned with that song, you know, that's a song I'm aware of as well. You know, and when it's all said and done, did I live my life for Christ? And that's what we as men have to be able to demonstrate in our lives, in our daily walk. It's not just that I'm a Christian and I go to church, or I'm a black Christian. No, I'm a man of God who is a black man, but I serve the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. His name is Jesus. And how we walk in unity together is very, very important. We have to be very vigilant about all of those aspects of people and things coming into our ministry, to our churches, to try to divide us. You know, the thing is that in love, no matter what we do it in love. I could sit across the table from someone who may not like me much, or anything like that, but it doesn't matter. You put me in a room with 50 people, I'm guaranteed at least know 20 of their names before I leave the room. But I'm also going to love on them as well. I think that the body of Christ is working, and like you mentioned, Pastor, is moving really quick right now. God is opening up different doors for every one of us, and it's all about us sharing the gospel and being obedient to Christ.
Amen. Willie Green, elder here at On Fire Ministries, any parting words here for everybody listening today?
Any parting words? you know, people have to understand that when you allowed me to speak when you were out of town, I said a few words, and I don't know if people just glossed over it, but I'm going to say those words again. On this faith walk, God's not going to give us everything and what it's supposed to look like. That's why it's called a faith walk. He's not going to point out everything. He's not going to give you a roadmap or blueprint. He's going to say, I need some people to stand next to Pastor Matt and stand in the gap. I need some people that are going to go over here and represent his name, and not in the way that we want to do it, but in the way that he wants us to do it. And we have just got to know that we have got to, God's people, we just have to finish this. We are victorious if we stay with the Lord. It's a race, but it's a marathon. And if you don't have the endurance, the Holy Spirit can give it to you. The only words I have to say is it's a faith walk. You're not going to know what all this looks like or what it feels like, but let's just go together.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Lonzo Hardy. True G Ministries, plug your ministry too, and any parting words.
All right. Yeah. You could catch me at True G Ministries at anchor.fm, Alonzo, anchor.fm/Alonzo-Hardy. But my parting word is this: be mindful of what you listen to today. When the Lord is speaking to you now and speaking to your heart about if you have some type of unforgiveness issue in your heart, whether you're a man, woman, or child of God, or you're just listening to this message because it caught your attention today, and now you're ready to repent and accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. Remind yourself this: when you look in the mirror, you're also looking at in the eyes, your own eyes into your soul, and you're going to see the things that God wants to show you, and you're also going to see the things that the enemy is trying to stop you from. Be vigilant, be mindful, and walk with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Lonzo Hardy, Willie Green, thank you so much for joining me on Fire Ministries and Patriot Radio today. It's so much an honor to be in the fight with you both for the hearts and souls of men and women around this region, around the country. God bless you guys. Keep up the fight.
Thank you. Bless you.
All right. Right on, Brother Alonzo. Pastor Matt, maintain and sustain. God bless you guys. All right,
amen. Amen. So we're going to end the show today. I've got a couple updates on the news real quick. I need to talk to you about right now, coming out of Iran. New satellite imagery today reveal probable launch activities in progress at the Imam Khomeini Space Center, southeast of Semnan, Iran. At the launch pad, a rocket is on a transporter preparing to be erected by a heavy lift crane. It's stacked at the launch towers. Looks like we're going to be watching for any fuel trucks to be coming out. This is a very significant event. If they launch at Israel, this means a war in the Middle East. Be paying attention to this. Add Jerusalem and add the people of Israel into your prayers today. I just got this in literally as we were finishing up the show here. So please pray for the peace of Jerusalem in your prayers tonight with your families. Also, want to mention one more thing. It looked like this last Saturday, it was a setup. Again, similar to January 6th, a setup of great Christians and great patriots. I'm going to say this message to all of you today, and the message comes from Ephesians 5, and I want to read this to everybody out there, but I also want to admonish you. Be very careful in the days to come. Be very careful. The enemy goes about as a roaring lion and is trying to catch people. If he can't catch you directly, he's going to try to pick off family members. It is so important in this time. Take communion with your family, pray with your family, go to church with your family, and do ministry with your family. I've heard so many people say, oh, my husband's gone doing ministry so often, or my wife's been gone doing ministry so often. Do it as a family, then you don't have that issue. do ministry as the body of Jesus Christ as a family. We're going to go in our Bibles to Ephesians 5, and I want to read you this. This is a scripture for our time. It is a scripture for really the rest of the entire summer as we go into this time of testing. I believe the next 100 days here in America are going to be a time of testing. We're going to see things like we've never seen before, and we have to come together in the Spirit, which is unity, in the power of Jesus Christ, and watch what happens. Watch what God does here in the next 100 days. All right, I'm going to talk about this right now. If you've never heard this scripture, I just want you to pay attention. Ephesians 5, verse 13, but all things become visible when they are exposed by the light. For everything that becomes visible is light. For this reason, it says, awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. So then, be careful how you walk, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. I believe this is the scripture for us right now in this moment. Walk as the wise. Walk in love. Walk in peace. Walk in joy. Walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. And God's promise is he has put all of his enemies under the feet of Jesus Christ. And if we are seated in the heavenly realms, right with Jesus Christ, that means the enemy is under our feet as well. And as Luke 10:19 says, he's given us all authority over all the power of the enemy. As the body of Christ, let's go use that against the demonic powers and principalities that are so plaguing this land right now. May God bless all of you, and may he make this generation the greatest one. Thanks for joining me on Patriot Radio today.